Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Elon Musk, it was inevitable, finally cracks up and loses it. Just loses his damn mind. Watching the GOP spend money.
Yeah.
Like it's going out of style.
I understand his frustration.
Yeah. Creating a really weird situation, okay? Because President Trump had just gotten through explaining how Rand Paul, the senator, was crazy for not supporting Big Beautiful Bill, something wrong with him, he's just crazy. And Elon Musk is like, well, me too. That was awkward. It's the number one trending story in the country. And there's a war of words going on. It's really sad to see what's happening here. A lot of folks on our side are turning and beginning to attack the messenger, Elon Musk. He's lying. He's confused. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller already debunked this. Why is Musk confused? All of those talking points were out there yesterday. Stephen Miller going to war with Musk again, saying, no, he's confused. We're cutting $1.4 trillion over a decade. We're not spending more money. What? Is the truth. What's going on here? Well, the problem with that is it's hard to know. It's really, really hard to know. Okay, if you look at what the Congressional Budget Office is saying, and those guys are weasels, okay? There's a bunch of Democrats, basically what it is. They're never going to tell you the truth. But for the record, let's just say, see what they're saying. That this bill, the Big Beautiful Bill, will increase the deficit by about $380 billion a year. That's massive. If true. For 2025 specifically, going to increase the deficit by $230 billion. What is the deficit? The deficit is the difference between what we take in, which is usually, $4 trillion and some change, and what we spend, which is now approaching $7 trillion. So it's either got to be printed, 7% interest rate if you want to buy a home, good luck, might as well rent, or it's got to be borrowed. That's a problem too. There are not physically enough bond buyers in the world to buy this stupid debt. We keep printing. These are very real problems. Saying shut up, Rhino, is not going to solve the math here. Okay, so that's Congressional Budget Office. I'm skeptical, I got to tell you. They lie all the time. They lie for Democrats. They lie to hurt Republicans. Okay, well, where else can we look to see, okay, what might this add up to? How about the Conservative Tax Foundation? Let's see if Stephen Miller is telling the truth. They say, nah, this big, beautiful bill, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to cause about a $2.6 trillion deficit increase over 10 years if it goes in perpetuity. They're saying, but the tax, you know, cuts will help Lee. So I'd see it be about $1.7 trillion. So I bet 2025, it'll be about $150 to $250 billion increase in deficit spending, given the front-loaded tax cuts. Okay, so that's a little lower. It sounds a little bit better. Penn Wharton's putting it around $200 to $300 billion increase in the deficit. Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says it's about $200 billion. Trump administration says, no, no, no. This is a $1.6 trillion cut over a decade, or about $160 billion a year. Well, at the same time, by the way, saying, you can't score this for a decade. You can't, you can't, you can't, but we will. It's a cut for $1.6 trillion. That actually doesn't make any sense, but that's their talking point. Right. Who's telling the truth? I don't know. Nobody does. Lee, that's the thing. This is unknowable because it's a forecast.
Exactly.
But let me tell you what I think the problem is here. And why Elon Musk feels betrayed. By the way, there's this other false talking point over there. Elon doesn't understand. We can't put the Doge cuts into bill. We can't. He knows that. He's not even arguing that. That's like a false. I don't even know why GOP's throwing that out there.
That's politics in America.
Yeah, just silly politics. Elon knows that.
Yeah.
He gets it. Okay. Here's just part of, here's the big problem here. Now I'll tell you. Look, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is what I do, okay? If the news is not good and it doesn't make Trump look good, I deliver it. You do whatever you want with it. That's how it works here. It always has. So if you're new here, don't send me a text saying you're a rhino. Don't criticize Trump. Here's what they're actually proposing, okay? It's risky. It's really, really risky what they're actually proposing here. Okay, what they're saying is, They're deficit spending. They are increasing the deficit. Let's not kid ourselves. Even the most conservative group estimate is going to be another $150 billion increase, okay? So when Scott Bessent, Trump's Treasury Secretary, walks around yesterday saying, Rand Paul wants to cut, and if we cut spending, that's going to hurt the economy. It's going to send it into a recession. It could if they cut spending. They're not. They're increasing it. Those are the facts. So this whole idea that I agree with, we have to begin to cut spending gradually. We can't just wipe a trillion off the table because, yeah, we'd have a Great Depression-style crash. I mean, you can't just pull that out of the economy. I wish we could, but you can't. And then Scott Bessent's walking around, actually claimed yesterday Rand Paul wanted to cut $1 trillion. He's never said that. That's total BS. I was really disappointed in him. I'll play the audio coming up. Rand Paul isn't proposing that. What Rand Paul's saying is like, dude, can we at least keep spending stable instead of increasing it by $200, $300 billion? That's what we're talking about. Just can we keep it even? We should be cutting a little. No, they don't want to do that. And the bottom line is, it's not because they're evil. It's because they can't get it through the House and the Senate because Mike Johnson and John Thune have created a hostage situation. Everybody gets the payola for their friends, or the Trump agenda doesn't get through. Trump knows this. Elon Musk is frustrated by it. Okay, but here's the real secret, Lee, okay? This is what this all comes down to. The Trump administration is saying, if we grow at 3%, if Trump can get 3% growth, he's got to do it now every single quarter for the rest of his presidency. Really, really hard to do since average growth for the last 20 years has been 2%. He's got to keep it at 3% growth, and the size of the economy will probably be big enough to generate the tax revenue, probably, so that we don't spin out of control, probably. Probably.
Yes.
Okay? That's the plan. Yeah. I'll play it for you right here. Now, as I play this for you, understand this, okay? Are we at 3% growth right now? No, we're at -0.3, okay? So this is a big leap. That's not Trump's fault, by the way. Biden left us with that, okay? He inherited it. It's not. But to get from -0.3 to even 2 would be quite a feat. I mean, to have to get to 3 to overcome the deficit spending here, look, Kevin Hassett is selling this. And he doesn't even sound convinced we can do it on Laura Ingraham. He's from the Trump administration.
And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again,
probably,
just like we promised last time. And if we get 3% growth instead of the 1.8% growth that the CBO is promising, then guess what? That adds $4 trillion in revenue. It makes it so this bill pays for itself. And I think when people see the bill pass, then that's going to create a lot of certainty in markets, and that's going to be very, very helpful.
How certain are you of this, Kevin? Do you use the word probably get 3% growth?
And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last time.
Mm-hmm. So it all depends on how much tax revenue comes in, Lee.
Yep.
No, really? And nobody knows that.
No.
Nobody has a crystal ball.
No.
So when Stephen Miller's out there saying, it's not true, Elon's wrong, he's confused. No, I mean, it's just... Everybody out there from the right to the left who's estimating the deficit on this thing is putting it at least $150 billion. That's increased deficit spending. It's increased debt. It is. But if Trump hits 3%, tax revenue will come in to cover it. So when somebody tells you, well, the truth is this is not spending, this is a cut, nobody knows. Trump doesn't know. Stephen Miller doesn't know. And really, honestly, Elon Musk doesn't know either. But does this overall really look like an increase in the Biden deficit? Yeah, it does. It is. And there's probably no other way to get Trump's agenda through. And you know what's in Trump's agenda? An army. 10,000 immigration enforcement officers. Trump isn't getting this deportation done anyway. You know what else is in that bill? The money we need for the flights to deport 500,000 a month. Because that's what it's going to take to change the amnesty, replacement voter calculus. What else is in this bill? $37 billion to permanently finish the wall. It will finish it. Democrats are going to have to go out there and dig it up, which they might with shovels. It's $5 trillion extra for border security. It's everything that we need to accomplish the Trump agenda. And Mike the Knife and John Thune are holding in hostage Lindsey Graham, too, because he's the head of the budget committee. And... they're saying, look, you either break the back of the American taxpayer, you don't get your agenda. Trump is in a hostage situation. You can practically see the gun at the back of his head. He cannot criticize Mike Johnson or John Thune. They'll just start working with the Democrats. Heck, Mike Johnson was working with the Democrats instead of the Republicans less than 8 months ago. Right, 6 months ago. Seven. Okay. Mike Johnson will just turn tail, start working with Democrats. Trump knows it. If you want to blame Trump for something here, blame him for backing Mike Johnson for a speaker. I told you that was a disaster in the beginning. It's a disaster. But it is what it is. It's what we're stuck with. And that is what's going on. But Elon Musk is right. We are making no progress whatsoever getting out of the debt that threatens America's future. None. And anyone who tells you that, they're not telling you the truth.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Serious question. Are Democrat leaders trying to get an ICE agent killed? No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. Did you see what happened in San Diego? ICE agent showed up, typical raid, one of the most popular restaurants in town. Had glass bottles hurled at them by a lunatic Democrat mob hepped up on the lies of their media. It took smoke bombs to defuse the crowd. Folks, this looks like something from a foreign country. I mean, this is just, I mean, riot gear. The left is unhinged and out of control. Why are they unhinged and out of control? Cory Booker, the minority leader, so the highest ranking leader of the Democrats in the House, demanding ICE agents stop covering their faces so Democrats can dox them and go to their homes. Why have ICE agents started covering their faces? Because of incidents, you can see the video of it on my X account, because of incidents like this, where you have violent hand-to-hand combat with lunatic Democrat mobs who think they're fighting the Gestapo. Why do they think they're fighting the Gestapo? Because of Democrat rhetoric. Terrifying Democrat rhetoric. Here's New York lunatic liberal congressional representative Dan Goldman and vice presidential candidate failed, thank God, Tim Walz. This is the rhetoric that is getting violent lunatic libs into the street for hand-to-hand combat with ICE.
This is Gestapo-like behavior, where plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense.
Torture dungeon was watching your vice president.
Yeah, that was Laura Ingraham last night. Okay, Cory Booker, again, the leader of the Democrats in the House. Double down. I'm telling you, they're trying to get an ICE agent killed. They're trying to get a Colorado-style terror attack going, but on ICE. The agents of ICE. Here's Cory Booker.
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law, and we're going to make sure that the American people have the transparency necessary to hold people accountable when they're folks who cross the line here in America.
That's the big lie right there. the big, this is, folks, this is unbelievable. It's two big lies in there. Okay. ICE agents aren't crossing the line, y'all. They're just enforcing the law. When they say these things, notice they never say, what is illegal that ICE agents are doing? How have they crossed the line? Why? They are manipulating their sheeple into violence by creating the kind of vague impression that ICE might be doing some illegal things. Like what? Like what are they doing? He didn't say. Just Gestapo, Gestapo, USSR Gestapo. Hit him. Well, for what? They're enforcing a law. You know what's fascinating about this, folks? If Democrats don't like this, you know what you do? It's a really easy way to stop it, relatively. Instead of violence, instead of hurling urine at ICE agents, instead of hurling glass bottles at them like in San Diego, you change the law. Open borders. You terrorists, you want to come here? Great. Biden let hundreds of them in. You want it for murder in Venezuela? Cool, here's a work permit. Biden did that too at the border, despite the Interpol search warning. You a criminal? You want to stay here? Cool. Biden let over 900,000 of them stay. They had removal orders from judges. Biden wouldn't let ICE pick them up. You want to live that way? Run on it. Change the law. We can have laws permitting open borders. Congress can do that. Run on it. Suggest it. You don't need to attack men and women of ICE in the street who have done nothing wrong. Change the law. Make the argument to the American people. Oh, they don't want to do that, do they? They don't want to do that. So they break the law. And what is the underlying message here, folks? Laws don't apply to us. Now, there's a second lie in what Cory Booker is saying, because I know this is my background. I was a journalist. You cannot hide the names of the ICE agent. FOIA law, it's basic freedom of information. You cannot hide the names of the ICE agents involved in these raids after the fact. You could do it before, but you can't do it after. But you can hide their faces. That is legal. Absolutely, the public has no right to your image, to dox you, and to send the mob to your house. No right. However, they do have a right to your name. That's just how we work in America. We don't want secret police like in China. We don't want that. So ICE agents who work for very little money, given the crap and violence they now have to put up with from the left, are trying to protect their families by putting masks on. As they do this, that is legal. What the Democrats are doing is illegal. That's the key difference. Again, not once in any of what I just played for you, not once anywhere, are the Democrats saying, you know, this is unfair to our illegal immigrant future replacement voter friends, so we want to change the law. That's all they have to do. They're arguing we should get to break the law. So violent Islamic jihadist Egyptian terrorists who overstay their visas can have a work permit and stay long enough to set Jews on fire. That's us. That's a Democrat. By the way, you know what? They know. You know what's so funny? They know how bad this looks. Did you see this? The violent insurrection by left-wing lunatics hurling bottles, spitting on ICE in San Diego, standing between them and the illegal immigrants. Did the mainstream media cover that? Nope. Nope. The only legacy media outlet besides Fox to cover it was NBC. They covered it for 46 seconds. They didn't show the worst of it. They know how bad this makes them look. Unbelievable.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Here's the test, y'all. It's going to come down to this. Every single person, bar none, with the exception of Kellyanne Conway, who helped Trump get into office in 2016, there's eight of them, eight key crew, is now a convicted felon. No exceptions. Including Donald Trump himself. It's how the deep state rolls. Two of those people, Peter Ferraro and Steve Bannon, did turns in federal prison for refusing to testify before Congress. They were sent to prison for that. They didn't want to incriminate themselves, they say. Okay. Well, we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that former FBI director Christopher Wray perjured himself at least twice before Congress. Perjury, what's that? That is a crime when you do it before Congress. It's a felony. Carries up to 5 years, each count prison. It is indisputable that he perjured himself before Congress. It's not an opinion kind of thing. Christopher Wray needs to go to prison. And watch what happens, because this isn't going to stop. Watch what happens over the next 48 hours, maybe a week. It'll be a test. It's going to be a test of PM Bondi. It's going to be a test of Cash Patel. It's going to be a test of the Trump administration. Are they serious? Because what Christopher Wray was doing to Catholics is classic political persecution. It is illegal under the law. And to cover up for the fact that the FBI broke the law, we're learning this overnight, he lied to Congress twice. In a big way. And he knew. He knew. What was the lie? Folks, do you realize what they had done? He went before Congress about a memo targeting traditional Catholics. said it was just a memo. It was only one memo. It was cooked up in the Baltimore office. It never went out. We never surveilled anyone. We never investigated anyone based on their religion. Lie, lie, lie. They did all of it and they did worse. And he hid it. More than 1,000 FBI agents got that memo. Investigations based on no crimes of any kind were launched against Catholics by the Richmond office, by the Louisville, Kentucky office, by the field office in Buffalo, New York. He lied to Congress, said there were no investigations. Not only were there investigations, they sent people into the church. Sting operations. Started building sources for the persecution. Folks, you know why the Biden regime spent so much time, and Democrats do today, telling us Trump's a fascist, Trump's a dictator, Gestapo, Gestapo, Gestapo? They always accuse you of what they were doing. This is classic, classic totalitarian fascism. It's political persecution. We are seeing it on the one hand with the Democrats and the Jews. I told you they are coming for the people of the book. Don't ask me why, ask them. They're coming for us too. Christopher Wray said under oath, it was the former director of the FBI, it was a product by one field office. We found out about it and we took action. It was just one memo. It didn't go out. Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, but it's so much worse than that. It's so much worse than that because think about this, folks. These investigations were launched by the FBI Counterterrorism Office. We, because I am a traditional Catholic, were investigated as terrorists. I expect that in North Korea. It's going on right now in China. And here. It's going on here. He lied to cover it up. So the investigation was illegal. It was a civil rights violation, and he lied to Congress to cover it up. When is the trial? I want an investigation. If there isn't one, nothing's changing. There's nothing's going to change. Folks, I was raised by traditional Catholics. They are salt of the earth. My grandfather was in the grassroots of that movement with Michael Matt. In fact, when the Remnant went down, they were out of money, which is really the center of the traditional Catholic movement. My grandfather spent his entire life savings. I never got a dime of it to resurrect and keep it going. So this movement is very precious to me. I have been around these people my entire life. I was raised by them. There is not an evil or racist or mean or terrorist bone in their bodies. They are some of the most devout people you will ever meet. They are the kind of people who, when you go in a room with them, if you've ever been around a true believing Christian, even if you're not a believer, it's okay. We're at different places in our lives, all of us. You ever walk in a room with one of them who have true love for God and you walk out, you're just in a good mood. It's like the feeling you get when you come home for a great vacation. It's infectious. That's who these people are. They love the Lord, and FBI hates that. Because you know why? Evil is always repelled by the light. It wants to crush it. And the FBI is evil. Our FBI is evil. This proves our FBI is evil. The new documents hidden from Congress show that the Richmond memo, dated January 23rd, 2023, was distributed to more than 1,000 FBI employees nationwide. Oh, but it's so much worse. Where did this idea that we should surveil as terrorists traditional Catholics come from? Southern Poverty Law Center. In fact, it was so bad that two FBI agents on a chat wrote that they viewed the Biden administration as having them work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is famous for targeting and smearing regular law-abiding conservatives as terrorists. The most recent was Charlie Kirk. Here's what one FBI agent wrote. This is interesting. Several thoughts, but mostly, who is the customer? Is anyone really asking for a product like this? Apparently, we are at the behest of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So what does this mean? Southern Poverty Law Center could have you targeted and destroyed for your religion. And all you did was came in on a Saturday morning, say the rosary. That's all you had to do. This is terrifying. And you know what they were doing? They were mad. They were mad. Because as part of the Arab Spring, the Obama administration's goal was to overthrow what? The heads of Islam and the heads of the Muslim religion and the heads of the Catholic religion, to push out our still living Pope, replace him with a globalist. Who, and this is what you saw them do in Egypt. This is what you saw them do in all these countries violently with their coups, which we called the Arab Spring. Egypt ultimately rejected it. Why? They figure if they put people in office who answers to them, those people would tell Catholics, Muslims, hey, you got to vote for the globalist. And we would just go along. That didn't happen. It enraged them. And they said, you know what? We're going to fix this. It's these traditionalist Catholics who are resisting. We're going to start putting them in prison till they give up, till they stop going to church. This is where this country was. And our FBI, thank God, thank you, God, for Donald Trump winning. What a gift. Listen to what this FBI agent wrote. And yeah, our over-reliance on the Southern Poverty Law Center for a hate designation for traditionalist Catholics. Again, no evidence of a single attack, a single hate crime, nothing. All they did was be conservative inside the Catholic Church and vote for Donald Trump. And that was enough. You know what they're really angry about here? Catholics are swinging away from the Democrat Party. Used to be you could flip a coin which way they'd vote, but that stopped. It stopped in 2020. And they're mad. And when Democrats get mad, they put people in prison. And they use the FBI to do it, and the FBI director lied. There must be an investigation open today, tomorrow at the latest. Chris Wray's got to go to prison, or this just won't end. Folks, the bottom line on Christopher Wray, texter writes, yin yang, he said that, she did that, blah, blah, blah. No, here's where we are. In the past, when Democrats got elected, things were never, they would do economic damage. They always did. They did energy to damage to the energy infrastructure, hurt the economy the best that they could. Knowing if people are self-sufficient, they won't get as many votes. That's their entire agenda. It's not hard. But you still got to be free. You got to be American. You got to have basic Bill of Rights. Privileges. Not anymore. That's what this shows. That's why this is so important. What just broke from Charles Grassley? 5 FBI offices conducted investigations into radical traditionalist Catholics, as they call them. They're just very religious people, very sweet people. No predicate, which would be evidence of a crime whatsoever. It's just they were directed to by the liberal Southern Poverty Law Center. And you even have FBI agents texting each other back and forth. Guess we work for them now. Yeah, guess you do. What does this mean? If we don't nip this in the bud, if Christopher Wray does not go to prison for this, for lying at least 2 times to Congress about it, what does it mean? Every time Democrats win going forward, they will feel entitled to end our Bill of Rights protections, most specifically the First and Second Amendments. Why wouldn't they? They did it last time. Once they do something once, they get to do it again. Always. And every time one of them takes office, we will be censored. We will be persecuted for our religions. We will be debanked. As, by the way, Donald Trump Jr. admitted overnight, the whole Trump family was. We even found the program that did it. They classified it because what they were doing was illegal. And every time a Democrat takes office, we will lose our basic rights. Half the country will. And we will not know if we can ever get them back until the next election. We may have to shoot our way out of it. Every time they win now. Or Christopher Wray goes to prison. Their choice. This is how serious this is. A lot of Americans mistakenly look at this like, well, Trump won. It's okay now. No, it's not. No, it's not. The sleeper cells are still sitting there waiting. And I'll tell you what, the second he walks out of office, they're going to come for all of them with the handcuffs. Either we get them out of government, send the ones who did this to prison so it never happens again, or we shoot our way out of it after the next Democrat administration. One of the two. Or I guess hope for a big enough landslide that maybe after the next Democrat administration we get our basic free speech and religion rights back. This is absolutely textbook political persecution. The counterterrorism wing investigated these Catholics, 5 offices. You know what the most alarming thing is? The Washington Times writes Over 1,000 FBI agents got this memo. Not one of them filed a complaint with the Bureau. Not one of them said, wow, should we be persecuting Christians who have, we have no evidence of a crime of any kind? No evidence of a plot, no evidence of a conspiracy, nothing. We just don't like them. Should we be doing this? No, every one of them took that memo. I went, yeah, this is fine. Yeah, it's great. I just work here. It's what I do every day. I persecute Christians. It's fantastic.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.